Hello and welcome back to the Wonder Woman podcast show. My name is Renata Sophia Miller. I'm the host of this show and I can't wait for you to listen to your new podcast interview. Today's guest is Anna. She's an intuitive business coach and podcaster herself, and I had the honor to speak on her podcast. So go check out also the other podcast on her podcast show called Powerful Female Leaders. Her mission is to help women gain clarity and confidence in their purpose. So I can't wait for you to listen to this interview. It was so juicy and so, oh yeah, we had so much fun together. So let us know at the end of the show how you enjoyed this and what were your biggest takeaways. Hello and welcome back to the Wonder Woman podcast show. I have a beautiful guest here today. Her name is Anna. And for those of you who don't know her, she's a beautiful human being. And yeah, Anna, please introduce yourself for those who don't know you.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Anna. I'm an intuitive business coach and podcaster. And my mission is really to help, you know, ambitious women gain clarity, gain confidence in their purpose so they can really like grow their online businesses from a place of alignment and passion. And I truly believe that every woman on this planet has the power to really be financially free on their own terms and really grow a business that they love without burnout or stress or overwhelm. And I love to teach them how to do it through personal branding and social media and podcasting. It's been my passion for the last few years. I love it so much. And, you know, it's so rewarding to do this work.
Thank you so much for your introduction. I love everything you do. It sounds so amazing. It's also so powerful and really, really needed for a lot of women out there, I believe. And yeah. So I would love to dive deeper into your own story. So let's say we go 5 to 10 years back. Who was Anna back then? What did her life look like? What were your thoughts? What were your feelings? Let's have a look.
Yeah, 10 years ago. Wow. I was actually starting university. So I was like freshly new university in my first year studying communications. And it was really stressful, to be honest with you. Like, I was working at the same time and it was a lot of assignments, a lot of readings and stuff. And it's really scary when you don't really know where you're actually going to end up. You're just like, okay, I'm going to get this degree. And then you're like, okay, so what's the next step after that? So yeah. It's a lot of pressure that we put on ourselves to figure it all out, you know? Yeah, but the one good thing that I love from this is I got to travel to Madrid. I live in Madrid for 6 months with a student exchange that I did. And I studied journalism there, and I love the Spanish way of life and meeting new people and going out and traveling all over Europe. Like, it was so amazing. And I learned so much about myself from that trip too. And when I came back, to finish up my 4-year study, I did an internship inside a marketing agency. So this is really where I learned everything from like client work to editing, video, photo, content creation, social media, all the good stuff. And it really inspired me to say, you know what? If I can do this for this client, I can do this for my client too. So that was actually my first business. I started my own social media digital marketing agency. I had a few clients. I really, really enjoyed the work. But after a little while, I noticed I really love the client work more. Like, I love the personal growth aspect. And when my clients were like asking questions and I could help them and guide them, that was really the part that really got me like, ah, oh, this is really good. I want to do this and go deeper. So one day I go on Google, I'm like, how can I help people like on a personal level? And then there's this coaching school that pops up. And I'm like, wait a minute. So like I go on the website, I read all the things and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And so that was my first big investment into coaching. Like I signed up to get that certification to become a health and life coach. Mm-hmm. And it's accredited by the CCE, like the International Coaching Federation. And it was amazing. Like I learned like all the basic, you know, coaching stuff, and I really, really loved it. And I took everything that I've learned. And from there, like I tried, you know, different niches. I did the health niche, the life niche, the purpose niche. And then I was like, wait a minute, like the thing that I really love to do is help women make more money. So I'm like, I'm a business coach, you know? And yeah, so like that's pretty much where it all started. Yeah, it's been an incredible journey for sure.
Wow. Yeah. This is an incredible story. Thank you so much for sharing. And for everyone out there as well, what were your biggest challenges on the way? Because I believe so many women that maybe at the same stage, or they have this idea and also to become a coach. And I was there a couple of years ago. I think it was in 2018. I'm like, oh, I want to become a coach. So yeah, what were your biggest challenges and how did you overcome them?
That's such a good question. I think the biggest challenge is that, you know, we want everything fast. Like we want the results fast, the clients, like everything to come to us fast, because we live in this fast-paced, you know, environment and society. And we make it mean something if something doesn't happen as fast as we wanted it to, you know. So I really had to learn to, you know, let go of like such a tight grip on deadlines and timelines and how it had to look. Like for example, for me, like I like got that certification, I'd say end of November, December, and then I started, like the pandemic started actually. I already had hired a coach. It was a big investment and I'm like, shit, I had to make money now. Like I had to pay that coach. So it was a really stressful time, but I said, you know what? I'm going to go all in. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go full time in this and take this seriously. Like it's the best time to do it. Like it's the pandemic. Like we're all home. Like there's nothing else to do. So I got in and I'm like, okay. So then I did all the things. I applied everything that I've learned from that coach. And I think it was around like 5 months in and I still hadn't gotten like a client yet. So I was starting to get really, really discouraged and like, oh my gosh, like, why isn't this happening? And yeah, I was at a really low point. And then my coach was like, you know what? You've come this far. Just keep going and you're going to see it's going to happen. So I believed her. I'm like, okay, if she says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And I have to believe in myself. It is going to happen. I've been putting in the work. Like I was like looking at the evidence, you know, that, you know, it was going to happen. And it did. Like on the 6th month, I signed my first premium client, you know.
Wonderful.
So yeah, I was so like proud of myself because it's so easy to give up on yourself, you know?
Absolutely.
So I was like, oh my gosh. And that was the validation that like, okay, if I can sign one client, I can sign 10, I can sign 20, 30, 40, like sky's the limit now.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This is so amazing because I know that so much from my own story too, that at the beginning, after I became a life coach, I didn't have clients for at least half a year. And I'm like, oh, this is not working. Something is wrong. And I feel like that's where a lot of people just give up and they don't try and they're just not really in the long game. And I feel like you really need to be so strong, also really emotional intelligent. So you really have to navigate your emotions. So do you have a tip on how to navigate around this?
Yes. Oh, yes. So I love that question because I'm an emotional person. Mm-hmm. Like, I cry easily. I get in my emotions easily. I don't know if it's a Pisces thing or what. But I mean, I think the biggest advice with this is to really take a deep breath and come back into the present moment, because oftentimes, like, we get really stressed out about, like, the future, or we think about the past and we make up all these scenarios, or we overthink. And, you know, it's so important to take a step back, get back in the moment, focus on your breathing, and remind yourself that in this moment, like, you are safe, you are okay, you know, like, nothing bad is gonna happen. You know, you are already worthy. You've done the work. Like, it is happening. Everything is coming to you now. And it's just reminding yourself of those things and truly, like, believing it, because it's that energy, like, that energy of excitement that things are coming, it is happening, that is gonna, like, calm your nervous system and come back in that present moment. Mm,
yes. And a lot of times we just make it much more dramatic in our head than it actually is. That's the thing, right? Because we're not really present in our bodies, and we're like, oh my God, this is like the worst thing ever. And then I feel like, especially when we're on our cycles.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, 100%. So I would love to know, you know, because you were also mentioning at the beginning that you're teaching women not to hustle anymore in their own business. So I would love to go deeper into that. So, you know, how do you run a business without hustling? Because it's almost something that people don't, like, they can't associate. They can't relate, you know, relaxation with business, for example, or, you know, or just some like beautiful emotions. So yeah, what are your thoughts on this?
Yes. Oh, I love that you asked this, because this has been the biggest challenge for me as well. And this is why I love to, like, help others, like, go through this, because to be honest, I did the hustling. Like, I was the hustler. Like, I used to, like, be glued to my computer 12 hours a day, like, sending the DMs, posting 10 times, like, doing all the things. And I burned out really badly, like, twice, you know? And it wasn't a fun experience, you know? And I promised myself I would find a better way, like, a way where I don't burn myself to the ground at every launch. And anytime something happens, like, I burn out and I'm stressed and I'm overwhelmed. Like, this is not the reason why I wanted to start a business. It was so I could, like, enjoy my life, you know? So I had to, like, rewrite what my priorities were. And my priority now is my self-care, my well-being, my health, like, all those things are my priority. So I was like, so how can I actually grow my business without burning out while taking care of myself? Like, it's all a matter of perception and what you choose to focus on. So I chose to focus on myself first thing in the morning, you know, like, I do my meditation, my yoga, my walking, my reading, my journaling, like, all the things I need to do to get the energy moving and take care of me. And then what I love to do is have, you know, three things I need to do today. Like, I don't do more than three, because if I do more than three things, then I get overwhelmed. Like, I used to have, like, this huge to-do list of, like, 10, 20 things to check off the list. And it was really overwhelming. So I always ask myself, like, what's the one thing that I should do today that I know will move the needle forward? You know, and I go ahead and I do that thing. And then I'm such in a good mood that I did already one thing that it's easy to do three things, you know? So it's really about, like, setting those boundaries and knowing exactly what to work on every day to generate the results you want to generate, And also having the support, like, this is huge. Like, I've always had like a mentor or coach in my corner to like guide me and help me whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed or I have questions or I just need support or someone to listen. Like, it's so important.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I think I don't know where I would be right now without my mentors, without all the coaches mm-hmm. I've ever had in my life, because they were so important in my journey and just to keep on track and to be consistent and to have like an accountability partner too, because I believe otherwise it is really easy to like, you know, just to do nothing and just to be stuck in your own thought patterns and think like, oh no, I'm not good enough anyway. Like, who am I to do this? And I loved also what you talked about, you know, not putting yourself under pressure when it comes to your own business and growing your business also in your own way, in your own time. And also the checklist with the three things. I love that, because I used to also have like thousand things on my checklist and I'm like, wow, okay, if I can do everything here today, you know, it's like this high achiever.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I actually work with a lot of women who are like high achievers and ambitious. And it's such a beautiful thing when you know how to like harness it wisely. Yeah. And, you know, it's so hard because you're like, no, I want to do it all. Like, I know I can do it all. But that's not the point. The point is like, what can you do that is still going to like protect your energy and your well-being, you know, because that's the priority. And honestly, when you feel your best, when you have the energy and the passion and the drive, that's when you actually attract even more to you. Because if you're always tired and run down and overwhelmed and stressed, it's like it's you're not going to receive as much because people are going to feel that energy.
Yeah, 100%. And I need to learn that big time. Definitely, because, you know, your frequency really speaks for itself and you will attract whatever you put out there. So if you're constantly tired and burned out, of course, like, it will be really hard to receive anything because you don't really allow it and your energy field is not as open. So I love that you touched on that here a little bit. And I would also love to talk about, you know, being vulnerable and open in your own business and showing that online, because I also think that a lot of women, they don't really want it to be disappointed or don't want to be hurt when they're really vulnerable, that don't want to be rejected. So how do you actually, you know, do this and be vulnerable and show your most authentic self to your audience?
Yes, I love that question. I actually had a client once, like, she, like, her story was amazing, and she works with like postpartum moms. And she was really afraid to share her story online. Like, she was afraid of being judged and what would people think, and look at her, who does she think she is, you know, like, she had all those fears. And I gently and lovingly like had a talk with her, and I'm like, okay, but what's the worst thing that could actually happen if you do this, and what's the best thing that could happen if you actually do this? And then when she realized that the best thing, like, it outweighs the bad, she was like, okay, well, let me give this a shot. You know, like, I have nothing to lose. And if just a few people don't agree, then it's fine, you know? And she really like was so courageous and brave and bold. And she went live, and I kid you not, that live stream got like 100 likes, 200 comments, 10 shares. Like, yeah, like, she was like just mind blown by the power of sharing your story and being vulnerable, because people don't realize like your story, you know, it holds so much power because people can relate. They can be like, oh my gosh, she gets me. Like, I've been through it too. I understand how it feels. And she gets me. Like, she's someone who knows how it feels, you know? And it's like creating those connections with people. And from that one live stream, I think she got like 3 referrals and a client. And from there, like, she went live like every single week. Like, she went from being so scared of like going live and sharing her story to like being live every single week and like growing her audience, having more clients. And like, she still messaged me today and she's like, Anna, I'm so glad like that I work with you and all of that. So yeah, it was amazing.
Oh wow, this is really so important. I think for everyone who's listening as well. You know, when you put yourself out there and you're so vulnerable and you share your story, you know, I feel like this is really also the place for miracles. Miracles can happen in that space. And you know, you never know how people will actually react, you know, like you will get maybe so many opportunities. And I remember I had that feeling the first time when I launched my podcast a couple of years ago, and I was like so afraid what my friends would think of me and my family. And I do think it's also normal to think that way, but then you do it and you're like, oh, it wasn't actually that bad. And, you know, I'm still alive. Like, I didn't die. And I got amazing feedback from my friends as well. They're like, oh my God, I love to hear your voice. And, you know, I just got like so many opportunities from just starting my podcast too. So it's like, oh my goodness. Yeah, it's just amazing when you put yourself out there. So I can only recommend that.
Do it. Go. I challenge you.
Yes, totally. That's the challenge of this podcast episode here today. And please share this episode too for everyone that needs to hear it. And if you maybe challenged yourself and put yourself out there, we would love to know.
I would love to know and cheer you on and share and comment and do all the things.
Totally. Yeah. Dear Anna, what is in your perspective a really, really good leader?
For me, a good leader is someone who, you know, leads themselves first. They walk through the fire. They walk the talk, as we say. You know, you got to be able to, like, you know, apply what you teach and also be able to walk besides, you know, your clients or your community or whoever it is that you are in contact with. It's really important to make them understand that you're not better than them, you're not superior than them, you're not like 20 steps ahead of them. You just have a different perspective and different experiences, and you're just there to support them, you know, because we have this huge like hierarchy in the online space sometimes that we see. But to be honest, like, no one's better than you and no one's got it all figured out, you know. It's simply finding your people who get you, who are there to support you and truly care and want to see you win. So yeah, for me, a good leader is someone who really cares and is there for you no matter what, you know.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Oh, you just put that so beautiful together. Thank you. So we're slowly coming now to an end to the show, and I always ask my interview guests some questions before we finish the show. And I would love to know, if there's one thing you could change in this world, what would it be?
Damn, just one thing? There's so many things.
You gotta choose.
The one thing I change, I think, is like, I would love to like have like a microphone and like just tell people that it's safe and it's okay to like dream bigger and go the extra mile. Like, I feel like a lot of people, they're like really like playing small because they don't believe that miracles can happen, you know? So yeah, I would tell everyone, like, go bigger. Like, if you have a dream, go for it. Like, follow the breadcrumbs, follow the pulls that you feel in your heart towards something, and just start small, but start somewhere and keep going until you reach that big goal, that big dream. And never give up. Like, that's the biggest thing. Never give up.
Wow. Oh my God. And the crowd goes wild. Wow, I love that so much. I could really feel that. I got shivers when you just said that. It was, oh my gosh. That was so amazing. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So my next question is there a book that changed your life? I know there are a lot of books out there too.
If I had to pick one, I would say A Happy Pocket Full of Money. I don't know if you read that one.
No, actually not.
Oh, it's so good. You have to read it.
Okay. It does sound really happy.
Yeah. It's like one of my mentors. He actually shipped me this book. He's like, Anna, you got to read this. And it really changed everything. Like the perspective that I had on money, how to make money, how to hold it. The energy of it, like it's really, really wild. Like you don't even think of those things, but yeah, the book really, really clarifies a lot of things around money for sure.
Wow, amazing. I put it in the show notes and it's definitely on my list now to read because it does sound really, really juicy. So yeah. I will get on to that. So is there anything else you would like to tell the audience? Like, how can they connect with you?
Yes. So you can actually connect with me on Instagram at annapatricia.coach. Send me a DM or just follow. I'll follow back. I'll follow everyone back. you can also check out my podcast, The Powerful Female Leaders Podcast. Renata's episode is on there. It was amazing. Yeah. So go check it out. And yeah, like shoot me a message if you want to be on the show, like let me know. I'm always looking for guests. And I also have a Facebook group, The Powerful Female Coaches and Leaders. You can join the group. It's totally free. I have like a full library of videos in there with lots of trainings around growing your business and all the good stuff. So come and check it out.
Yeah, amazing. I'll put everything in the show notes. And Anna, thank you so much for shining your light and being such a powerful leader. And it was also an honor to be on your podcast. So I absolutely love that so much. So I'm sending you so much love, a really big hug to Canada, and hope to talk to you soon again.
Yes, we'll talk soon for sure. Thank you so much again for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, love.
Bye.
So we hope that you've enjoyed this interview as much as we did. And please, please let us know what were your biggest takeaways? What were your biggest insights? I really would love to create a community here and a real movement. And just getting really in contact with us. And you can do that via email, renatasophiamiller@gmail.com. Or what you could do is even write me a message on Instagram or write Anna a message on Instagram. You can find all her details in the show notes. So yeah, we are so looking forward to hear back from you. Please subscribe to this show to help me to make even a bigger impact in this world and reach even more women to activate their Wonder Woman power. And yes, and also rate this show on iTunes with 5 stars. This will also really help me with the visibility of this podcast show. And yes, and if you do feel really generous, of course, I also have the option of donation. So I have like a donation button, I think somewhere maybe on Spotify, I'm not entirely sure. But if you would like to donate to this show, you're welcome to do that as well. And if you're really gaining a lot from the show. So anyway, I'm sending you so much love. And yeah, hope to hear from you. Bye-bye.